soon as we get a fighting chance, we could lose ourselves amongst the crowd, my love. You must know I'm up for trying, getting all this civilizing round. And all these country miles are nothing compared to taking a chance. And all these country miles are nothing, lady, can't you read between the lines? 'Cause I found love and a thousand answers to the trapped little ghosts of a thousand glasses, yeah. I've been drinking less and sleep comes to me. If this is life, touch wood, it's easy, yeah. Look so cosmopolitan, like this is France or this is London town. We'll let them go and pierce their features, we'll just stay and comb the beaches around.
PM Thursday, July 23rd, 2009, episode number 176 of this show, Yeah Dude. My name is Jonathan, and this is Seth.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, might as well just do this thing.
Might as well. Listen.
Just, what?
There's just...
so much.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh.
My golly. golly gee.
If you're still having technical issues, I promise you, I don't know what to say other than they're getting fewer and fewer every day, and they will be a mere memory at some point. Thank you for all your patience. Stay with us. Many former Christians, they're getting de-baptized.
Can you do that?
Well, that is up for argument. Whether or not the legitimacy of the procedure or the ritual in which I'm going about to explain is definitely up for some discussion. But being
a cleansing of the Holy Spirit,
de-baptized ceremony. It happens across the U.S. right now. It's a mock priest. He uses a hair dryer, and they ceremoniously dry off your baptismal water, the plunge that you took. You then eat a de-sacrament. Which is crackers and peanut butter. And then you get a de-baptismal certificate. Now, some people then take that certificate, take it to the church that they've been at, and be like, take me off your, like, roster. Like, I'm not on this. I was involuntarily baptized by my fucked up fucking parents. And take me off this list. However, of course, the idea is that a baptismal is an irreversible sacrament, thus always being saved. So thus these fucked up parents are, what they're doing is
right.
Doing the best thing ever.
Your certificate
which is saving you
it's
forever.
It's not valid here, sir.
It's kind of like maybe, it's one of those things. Maybe everybody should be baptized like in a JIC situation, you know? JIC sitch, everybody gets baptized because no one's ultimately held responsible because like it was involuntary, right? So it's like a win-win for like all parties.
It's like it's Pascal's wager. What's 41 minus 14?
41 minus 14 is, fuck, why is that hard? Is that hard? 41 minus 14 is,
gotta answer me.
Well, that's really hard.
41 minus
14. Am I supposed to just like...
Were you supposed to do it?
Do it in my head and then give you an answer that's correct?
Not take out that like iPod calculator that you have.
I can't use my BlackBerry.
Abacus.
31 minus 14.
41 minus 14.
41 minus 14 is 35. 37. 31. I don't know. How much is it?
I don't know. No one answers it right. It's weird.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
41 minus 14.
27.
Correct.
Okay.
Shannon Doherty was at the Hollywood Collectors and Celebrity Show in Burbank last weekend selling autographs and pictures. That's weird, right?
Where?
She was in Burbank in an autograph show. Shannon Doherty. In her display, it listed her credits as Beverly Hills 90210, 90210, Mallrats, Scaretastic, Scare Tactics, and Charmed. Why is she broke? You'd have to be broke. She's selling $25 per photo to autograph a photo or any sort of item.
All right.
$40 for her Playboy cover, $50 for a nude photo, and if you just want a photo op, people were just grabbing, you know, quick snapshots. How $20.
$20.
Dub sack. Right there.
Booyah. Grandma.
What's up with that? You would have to be dead broke to do that.
You would have to be dead broke?
Well, yeah, because you're probably living in a home that's worth several million dollars that you've bought at some point during your run.
I would say I would say that's an exaggeration.
Are you that cash strapped to roll into Burbank to make like four bills?
I know it's not been an awesome run as of late for her. She's run into some troubles. Is she still just bona fide crazy rich, you think?
I think so.
Charmed probably would set up
90210.
I mean, Charmed alone, I'm saying. And so like if you've got 90210,
I mean, Scare Tactics? I don't know. It seems odd.
Now, you and I, though, if somebody called us right now and said, there's an autograph show in Burbank, and you get paid $20 to take pictures and $50 for a nude photo.
You get $2 per photo. 50 cents an autograph. You asked me last week what yogurt I was eating, and I kind of, this week, couldn't believe.
Because you said soy yogurt, and I said,
Stonyfield. Yeah, when you get it every day, it's the... Company is called Whole Soy and Company.
Yeah, which one do you get?
Cherry.
It's a good one. I know that one, and it's good.
Good company. Look them up. Doing good things.
Yeah, there's Stony Hill Brooks Hill Stony. There's soy, the silk ones, and then there's those ones. The silk one, there's two that are bomb.
Have you ever heard, I don't think we've talked about this, of the band? Their name of the band is Tragically Hip.
Yeah. I think it was The Tragically Hip. I thought they were called The Tragically Hip.
I think
Hip.
They're The Hip because they've been around for so long. They're basically the hugest band in the history of time from Canada, and I've never...
Heard of them?
We haven't talked about them, right? Well, or have we?
I don't think so. I've never...
How have I never heard of them? They're the biggest band ever from Canada. Canada, are you fucking okay? Or is your shit... majorly fucking out of whack.
Musically speaking?
Everything speaking, if no. This is the biggest thing in the world.
Musically
speaking?
I thought speaking,
Toronto was like better than New York and LA combined.
All right, listen. This is what I'll say about it. Musically speaking, they may be the most mentally retarded country. Like, it's the
Dude,
most mentally 50 retarded.
50 minutes away from me right
However,
now.
However, you do got Neil Young. You got your Rush.
Oh, you're really going for it, huh?
You got Rush. You got Nickelback, which there's a part of me that you have to just let that happen because it's so crazy. Yeah.
Is Canada okay?
No, they're fucked. But
I've never even heard of this band. And
what about Drake, yo?
That's true. Fuck that.
You're the fucking best.
Is Canada serious? I'm just saying. I'm just
They're
asking.
Fucked.
Canada called me last time when I was like, Canada, are you okay? You can call me again. I need to know. The last time I was going crazy about Canada, I didn't even know that this band existed. And now they're telling me they're like the U2 of Canada.
Well, I would say, but that, yes. Here's the thing. Them being the U2 of Canada is nuts. But you not knowing them at all is maybe a little weird.
Never having heard of them.
'90s was like, they were like up in the mix.
Tragically hip. I mean, worst name ever for a band or for anything, a coffee shop, a band.
But think about it back then when it was like oh, 1990. Mystic Pizza. Like,
oh, so crazy. Like, we all rolled out to Mystic Pizza and then got home and just listened to the hip. Jonathan and I decided that from 1982 to 1995, we can just sort of like boot that.
Reality Bites. Like, no.
No, you're right. Mystic.
It's the worst.
Pizza. Tough times.
The worst.
Until 1995. From 82 to 95. Tough time.
Tough time. And you can hold it responsible for all that passive-aggressive, pasty white body-odored East Side Hollywood bullshit.
It's because all stems back
that was their heyday. Like, that's where they all moved when they made money and bought their houses in the hills.
It all comes back from 82 to 95.
It's an African tradition for bare-breasted women.
Go on.
To form a tunnel. And greet soldiers who have returned from war. They heal the troops with their presence, easing the mental and physical toll on their return to daily life. The natural healing and energy of the topless women is soothing. 25 women at the Boulder Museum of Contemporary Art have taken this custom and acted upon it. They painted their breasts and have pressed them against soft cloth, similar to the Ayadu t-shirts we have for sale at ayadu.com. And leaving their mark or their breasts mark on the cloth.
Set cloth.
And they want to send them they want to give them to returning soldiers that are coming in from Iraq and Afghanistan.
And I applaud them for that. Mm. Didn't you just get back from Fallujah? Can you pull that? Like, hey.
Hey.
Woo.
Stop. Just dipping into the crowd as they get off as they deplane.
Like with the fatigues you bought at like the Army Navy surplus store in Santa Monica and Vine. Hey. Dog tags. What's up? Crazy. Hot. Sandy. Did it. Hey, so, what do we...
That'd be a dope... What like do you a, got? That'd be a dope poncho, though.
That would be a dope poncho. Not as dope as the African tunnel that's being created in this folklore. In this, I like that. I think that's a tradition that we need to embrace.
And how?
323.
Literally.
481. 44. Double twos.
Research that's been published in the July issue of the Journal of Developmental Psychology suggests that babies can understand dogs. When shown a picture of two different dogs, one with an aggressive stance and one with a friendly stance, the babies basically showed no real interest in either. Then a two-second sound clip of the dogs barking accompanied the photos. One was the threatening dog bark, and one was a sort of welcoming, friendly, hey, you're home, let me lick your face kind of bark.
Get your slippers and your pipe.
When the sound clip was played again, both six-month-old babies would, the six-month-old babies would look at in the direction of the correct photo. Upon hearing the aggressive dog, they would look at the towards the photo of the dog in the aggressive stance. And so in essence saying that it's 6 months that we're... Now, Seth also was saying that's not on here that I find interesting is that by 2 years old, it's like instantaneous that they can correlate. But at 6 months, that the function is still there, that they're reading. And what is it? That they're reading basically sound versus
they're
physical.
Marrying, I think, emotion.
And it's pretty fucking...
I heard
that babies also can get sexually stimulated watching sex at like a crazy young age.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
I thought babies were stupid, but I think I might be stupid.
I think you might be stupid.
Babies are like mad smart. They watch porn and they know which dogs to stay away from.
Yeah.
And which dogs to run to.
Which dogs to run to. I have...
six babies and two dogs.
I have six dogs and two babies. And no, I had a root canal. And
how'd that taste?
I'm still dealing with it a bit.
Emotionally or physically?
Physically, I can feel it quite a bit. It was yesterday, and I'm just gonna get into this really quick. I've had a septic kind of tooth for a second here. Basically a bad filling that is my back rear molar, and it completely basically disintegrated on me, truth be known, before I left for Europe. And I couldn't deal with it then, and it caused me a great deal of pain at that time. By the time I got back to from Europe, it had basically, the tooth had died, and it didn't really hurt as much anymore. So anyway, it got bad enough to where it was just nasty, and I needed to deal with it. So I went in there and also had to address some other things that I have going on in my mouth.
Like,
so what I'm looking at
like
now,
your grills.
Of just my grills, and then there's some other, there's three things that basically need to happen. In that tooth, we've done half of a root canal. He pulled out, there's three nerves in the back molars, there's not two, and so you actually have to drill into three different pockets and pull out the nerves so they don't come back. That process took a very long time and was gnarly, and he finally pulled out my nerve, and I got to see my back nerve. My it was pretty crazy. He's half filled that. I go back on Monday for that. I had a labret piercing when I was 18 years old, which is the center of your lip, if you don't know what that is. And there's two types of body jewelry that you use. There's flat backs and there's fishtails. And a fishtail is basically like, it's just a regular, like an earring width. And then it just goes, makes a hard right angle or a hard left angle and goes down basically the well at the bottom of your lip. And a flat back is basically a little small disc that screws on to the back of the post. And it sits flush on your lip. In either situation, though, basically, you have a piece of metal that's resting against your gum. For some people, I guess this isn't a problem. For me, and people should know this if they have them, I bore a hole, basically, through the middle of my gum. It's small, but in essence, it's just a place where, basically, at the base of my front bottom tooth, there's just no protection at a very, like, crazy area. That requires them taking a piece of the roof of my mouth out and grafting the gum from the other side over, basically making a flap, and then taking the roof mouth skin and putting it there. In the back of the other side of my mouth, on my right side, there's a pocket where they pulled my wisdom tooth out that's like 11 millimeters deep or something. And what's happened is it's become this hole in my jaw that bacteria and food particles and shit have gotten into, and it's began to rot my actual jawbone out. So what they have to do for that is they cut through my gum into my jaw, and they use a cadaver bone, a jawbone from a dead person, and they basically fuse, they clean out the area, scrape everything away.
Sure they do.
And then fuse the human bone, the cadaver's bone, onto my jawbone, and then homeless man's bone, a hobo's bone,
hobo's bone.
They put a fucking hobo jawbone on my fucking...
Part man, part hobo by Monday. Is this at all going to impact the UID tattoo you're getting on the inside of your lip on your birthday?
That won't affect anything.
Did you ask the dentist that?
I have not asked the dentist that, but I'm...
Did you talk to your tattoo artist about the dental work that's being done?
I have not.
Could you hook them up?
Maybe I should have them, get them on the horn
together.
Get them
together.
Get them on the horn
sure
to
that
discuss.
This is all copacetic.
There's no crossed wires here.
Fuck, man. How's your trip to the dentist? Maybe you'll think about flossing next time I tell you.
Oh, I didn't like that. That sounded like a parent, what you just said to me.
Well,
like
you
that.
Should hear my Carlotta Cruz, my dentist, gets on me about my flossing.
But I did that, and I had a full cleaning, and I'm back in. Dental hygiene all the way. Don't fuck around, dude. These shits,
what about
by the way,
electric toothbrushes
shittiest part of the body. Like, all our human evolving shit, like the first thing we should do before like Tiger Man or any of that bullshit.
Fix this bullshit.
Let's get cyber teeth. Like, yeah. I want fucking metal chomping. Yeah.
They're like,
you should take them out.
40 appendixes in your mouth. They don't do shit.
They're the worst.
I mean, I think thin and fucking.
I grind them in my fucking sleep. I'm grinding them down.
Snoring,
they're
grinding.
They're crooked and fucked up. You should just. As soon as you fucking are done puberty, they should just come in, cut your mouth out, stick in like awesome metal dope ass fucking awesome teeth. 150 year teeth. Don't have to change them for two fucking centuries.
Think about it. Can we do that?
It would look awesome too. People would just be like, oh, this is my shit. Like, people would spend so much money on them. Rich people, they get the craziest shit ever. Yeah. Different animal tooth for each tooth. That's a shark tooth. That's a fucking saber tooth. That's a fuck you tooth. That's
a brontosaurus, bitch. Nick Cage bought me this. It's actually Discovery Channel Shark Week, August 2nd through 7th. Here we go again.
It's my birthday week.
Here we go again. They ain't covered this. I thought they, the last 25 years of this, that we figured this fucking out.
How many docs can you make about
them?
They're
in the water. They eat people in movies. That's all we got.
And they're disappearing off the earth.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, they're like going extinct.
By the time they're gone, and finally have a fucking year without, be the first year without Shark Week when those fucking things go extinct.
No, because then it'll be like Shark Month or Shark like, Year where they just true. Do like, well, they just like miss Shark.
Like, how miss by Shark
I miss
so much.
Shark.
It's Shark Month.
It was so much better when the sharks were here.
I hate Seth who hates sharks. Ugh. All I'm going to hear about all week is this. You know, people get really rowdy about Shark Week.
I think it's an excuse. Do they go to each other's houses and like do bullshit and watch the
like
bullshit
coke?
Together?
Because if that's what they're doing, that's totally cool. If that's your fucking excuse to get with your homies and fucking snort lines of coke
on Shark Week,
that's totally cool.
It's like your, that's your like bye week.
That,
it's your bye week. Like
it's your bye week.
Your wife lets you go and just do mad blow
yeah,
for Shark
it's
Week.
It's like you're fucking, you get three celebrities you can fuck and like, it's like the best week ever. It's your party week.
That would be dope.
Eliza Dushku. You fuck Eliza Dushku even if you're married. Do coke with the boys.
And watch Shark Docs.
Watch Shark Docs.
At the recent TED Global Conference, a professor claimed that a detailed, functional, artificial human brain would be built within the next...
100 years.
10 years. Of course. The Blue Brain Project aims to reverse engineer the mammalian brain from laboratory data. In particular, the team of scientists and researchers have focused on the neocortical column.
Oh.
Using a software model of over 10,000 different processors, each one simulating the total calculations that each neuron can deliver. So basically, using 10,000 processors, it'll take 10 years for it to basically break down this thing because the neurons and the calculations that each neuron can make and blah, 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 blah.
This is going to build a brain.
They're building a brain.
There's a brain. They're making it.
There's a new fake brain.
It's a brain. It lives. That's a brain. What is that? It's a brain. We're working on it. What do you mean? We're making a brain.
We built a brain.
Don't worry about it. Hey, close. We're building a brain. Oh, man.
But like on the reels. Like for reals, for reals. Like that's happening.
They're making a brain. Got a voicemail from a dude. Saw an SUV all tricked out. Engraved on like the side of the SUV. Great legs. What time do they open?
Nice.
Can your brain do that? You can build all the brains you want.
Ain't gonna come up with a fucking gem like that.
Came up with that. Hey.
That's the brain you should be building.
Hey.
Try to reconstruct.
Reconstruct the brain that came up with that pickup line, and that's something I'll get behind. Hey. You got yourself some great legs. What time do they open? Excuse me, sir?
Sorry?
Excuse
me? Come again?
Come again? Because my husband's in the bathroom right now, and he's going to kill you when he comes back to the dinner table.
When I tell him,
hey.
This, when I give him this sweet
hey.
Soundbite.
My bad. Let me back away from the table.
I don't know.
We had our pickup lines when we had our, we could text them in.
Yeah.
What was that? And they fucking gypped you. They stole money from you.
They signed me up for a feature that
a
they
lifetime
never they
of pickup lines.
Yeah,
they sent you that.
They never
$20
sent
and
never
fucking,
sent me the never sent me anything else. Just the one, hey, thanks.
Because we need to listen, I cannot after fucking mystery and we whistle, we can't whistle. Maybe it's time to just get back to basics.
Rear-ending them in your car.
Just kidnapping them in your van.
Yeah.
No, we need to get
paint
back.
Thinner.
Paint thinner. Pickup lines.
Well, pickup lines, dude. The only pickup line that works is not well, not like mystery, which is like, "Hey, I'm Jonathan." Like, you know, but
oh, you mean like faux authenticity?
No, just not saying anything other than straight introducing yourself. Like, 'cause some people like the only pickup line that like every pickup line's the worst pickup line. Like, you just have to walk up and be like, "Hi, like, what's up?" Like, and just take it to them because that's your only hope, which basically is true. But the term pickup line could. I mean, there's definitely. Well, I mean, I busted one that like was like a monster not that long ago.
Tell me about that. You can say it.
I was riding my bike and saw like a crazy attractive girl ride by me, and like I chased up to her and was like, "Hey," I was like, "Your seat's too low," and like she was like, "What?" And I was like, "Your seat's too low. Like you're not like the way your legs. You're not getting like a proper extension. Like your knees stays bent the whole time." And it was just like right over like
your legs.
What's up?
What time do they open? Like, sorry.
Oh, I mean,
fuck.
You just gotta.
You gotta be yourself?
No, you just have to start talking to them.
By them, you mean the ladies.
Yeah, by the beautiful ladies. You gotta talk to them about whatever the fuck they're doing at that point. But if you are gonna engage them about something that they're looking at or doing or buying, you better know something awesome about it, which means that you need to listen to this show because we know everything awesome about everything. Okay. And then you can just spit game. You just take this shit, wait until you see something of this shit happening in their hands, and then you spit game on it and you're in. And dudes have figured it out that have been listening to the show for fucking 3 years.
I cannot wait to see a girl riding a bike tomorrow. Hey,
I think your seat's too low.
Really? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck, where's Jonathan?
Fuck,
get an earpiece. Like, what?
Hit her,
tell her, ask her what time her legs up. Fuck. We talked, my boys, the GS boys from Texas, did the Stanky Leg.
Yeah,
they've got a new song. It's called Booty Do. D-E-W.
Alright,
like Booty Do, like Mountain Dew.
Alright,
but Booty Do, I like that.
I'm down.
You're down with that.
Have you seen it?
I've seen it. A lot of leaning with it, a lot of rocking with it. It seems to be the
pretty similar.
Seems to be pretty standard in every.
But it probably focuses on just a different,
but
a different gyration
a different
in the.
But listen, I had a fucking. Can I get a diet booty do? Or did they just make that? They have that with Stevie.
Oh, a DVD.
Oh, you want a DVD?
I got a DVD movie.
Really?
Put
it
amazing
in my DVD player. My diet booty do player. What? Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely are. They've got a dope flavor going with that. You can't fade that dance.
No, I mean.
I mean, it's not a dance, but you can't fade it anyway.
You just do it.
You just do it. If you can.
If you can.
Or you watch.
Can you? I mean, you need to first recognize that there's a booty do. You need to recognize that. Wrist recognize
know,
it.
Know the booty do.
Know of it. Is that something that like,
you
would
that
know?
Booty.
Like. Could I pull that out? Like, hey, your seat? It's a little too low. It's fucking up your booty do. Excuse me? I know, you know what I mean? A DVD? Like, no? Like, fuck, this isn't working, Jonathan.
He said this was
you
gonna
said
work.
It was so
I
easy.
Sound like a crazy
you
person.
Said, talk about what they're doing. Like, hey, you're buying something in line? Yeah. Hey, you got a thing. What's that? Peanuts?
No, but I. Dude,
I hear you.
You know exactly what I'm talking
I'm
about.
Silly.
Because when they're buying a soy yogurt and you know which soy yogurt they're buying and you're like,
oh, is that whole
oh, that's
soy
the only one
San Francisco?
Besides this one and this, and they're like, that's what I said.
Oh, what do you get there? You get the Michelle's vegan cookies, I get the Uncle Eddie's.
Queer, huh? That's weird.
Yeah.
Anyways, see
this
you.
Is so silly. Where are you going? I'm having friends over. I'm like, what are you going to put the cookies in the oven, pretend they're yours? Oh my God, I'm going to do that. Like, laughing and slapping.
That's it. You're in.
In.
Done. Peeing on him in no time.
Ugh, fuck. I'll tell you how I meet a lady. I meet him on ABC on Dating in the Dark. Are you ready for this jam? They take three guys and three girls. They put them in a pitch black room and say, hey, get to know each other. So you can see them. They can't see their fucking hand in front of them. And it's playful because they're all vulnerable.
But you're watching it in like
you're watching
Paris
it on
Hilton.
Your couch.
But you're watching it in Paris Hilton vision, right?
Yeah, like Paris Hilton.
Vision. Wicked annoying
but
with
not,
like
no,
crazy
not
electronic
bad.
Eyes and shit, like
not
weird, like
bad,
demon
for
eyes.
Some reason.
No, okay.
So they're meeting, they're talking, you're loving it. Then they separate them, put the guys in one room, the girls in one room, get their impressions. They each get thrown a piece of clothing of the people. You smell the clothing, get a sort of
gross
sense of this. Love it. Pheromones. We talked about it. It's where
gross.
It's at. So then off of the clothing and getting to know each other in the room, each person picks one that they want to have a private date with. You know what? I like the smell of this, and I thought that she was funny when we said this. Then you go back into the room, and now it's just one guy, one girl.
In the dark, though.
In the dark.
Wanky, wanky.
Yeah. Touching, gentle. Ooh, ah. Loving this.
Yes.
All right. Then they come back out, get your impressions on that. Then you filled out, before you've gone on the show, a 50... page or like 50 questionnaire. They bring in psychologists and relationship experts, and then they weigh in and say, I think that of the three guys and the three girls, they pair them up to what they think would be the most compatible, booyah, go back in and have that date.
Then so that's either a date with another person or with the same person?
Could have, yeah, some one guy didn't get picked. No one picked him. So one guy went on two dates with two women, and one guy was just like, fuck, nobody picked me.
That's...
It's tough.
That sucks.
I mean, as you have to understand, as this show is going on, it's a roller coaster of emotions. Yeah. Because you're seeing all of
them. Seth has his hand touching his heart when he's
saying
it.
Amazing. So good. Might have been from the third cup of coffee I was having palpitations when I was watching the show also. But then you have a professional sketch artist, and then you do a rendering of what you think the person looks like from their voice, touch, dating, smells.
Fuck.
I think they look like this.
Fuck.
Yeah, it is like... This is like top-notch shit. And the tension's building because we're at like the 40-minute mark and we know I have so much more to go. Then you have that person. You go back in and now you're not sitting down and talking. They're standing there. You're standing across from them. And a light comes up. You see what they look like, but they don't see what you look like. Light goes down, and then the light comes up on the guy. The girl sees what the guy looks.
But you can't see their reaction looking at
you.
So
you hear
anything.
Like, ugh. Like one woman was like, because she thought that she had had her soulmate.
Fuck you.
It is brutal. And like some gig one goes, playful giggling. Then.
Oh boy.
So now you know you've got your person. You've seen them. They haven't seen, not when they were seeing you. She blah, 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 blah. Then. They put you out on the veranda and you make the decision, do you want to see this person? If you do, they're out there. You both go out there not knowing if they're out there, or you pack your shit up and you go down this long driveway and blaze out,
and
leaving
like
the person out there. Outs. You never fucking, I never saw you. You're just in, we never had a reaction of each other.
Yeah, we're done.
So I'm blazing out. And one girl left and the guy was like, am I that ugly? Like it was tough. And a couple, the other two, they decided to meet. And I think we got something fucking special.
That sounds fresh.
It's dating in the dark.
It sounds pretty dope.
Totally fresh.
All right.
Yeah. Get at me.
All right. Word.
Get at me in the light.
No, I gotta see that, I guess. The National Institute of Health has given $3 million to the University of Illinois at Chicago Nursing School. To do a 5-year study investigating why American lesbians drink alcohol.
The National Institute of Health is... Hey.
You guys...
Why does Ellen drink?
...need to be under criminal investigation. They are a money laundering...
Yeah, they're probably Russian...
...backdoor for
Russian
like...
mafia?
No, for
Yakuza?
The government.
Oh, for the government.
The actual government filters their money through this...
Okay.
...clearly...
Crazy offshore, like, accounts.
What the fuck does that mean, dude?
Hey.
These are the craziest, perved-out studies... It's like they're writing them to be like...
Hey, you know what we need to find
out? Don't you understand what we're doing?
Let's find out why those lesbians like to drink... You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I don't. I guess that's where we have to do a study because I don't know. It's rot with, I don't know. Yeah, Seth, because you're not a fucking scientist. That's why we're doing a study, dummy. You don't know. That's why we're spending $3 million to find, I don't know, maybe they like to fucking drink. We'll find out.
Yeah, that's what you think.
Give us 5 years. Like, all right, hey, get back at me.
I guess.
Call me later. Hope we're still here. Let me know why lesbians drink alcohol. Get to the bottom of it. Who are you going to talk to?
Because it gets you drunk, yo.
Because it gets you drunk, yo.
Because you can eat pussy longer, stupid.
Because it gives you the ability to like make out with Penny Marshall.
Yeah.
Duh.
Fuck.
Fuck, man. In Utah.
Mm.
All right, you got to help me with this.
Okay.
This is just for you. 45-year-old social studies teacher arrested having sex with a woman, having sex with her 13-year-old male student.
Dope. How old?
13.
And?
She was 45. It's just started out with simple texts. Doesn't it always start that way? Simple texting between the two of them. Yeah.
Whatevs.
Well, in the picture, she's bawling because she's going to jail for like 3 years. They're leading her away. This is what she's charged with. You have to explain to me what's going on. She's charged with rape of a child. I'm assuming that means they fucked, and legally that it's... not rape in the sense of like awful
statutory
rape in the sense of like she fucked him and she's 45 and he's 13, so it's rape, but it's not really rape.
Non-consensual sex.
He's just like his arms are raised and he can't believe he has a boner and she's on top of him, right? Not in the sense of like someone being raped, like a terrible, awful thing, but they're calling it rape. That's the name they're giving it, but it's not rape in the traditional sense, correct?
Well, I mean, we're assuming
rape
that.
Of a child, but also she was charged with sodomy of a child. So going along the lines of if rape is just she's placing her vagina on his penis and that's rape, does sodomy of a child means that?
Oh, I immediately thought she was fucking him with a strap on.
Okay, that's all right. Or does it means that she's...
That would be sodomizing a child, I guess. Sodomy with a child means so that he fucked her in the ass.
Yeah, but they're... I can't... Right? Is that...
I don't even... Yeah, I guess.
Because it would be... If it's rape...
Wanky, though. That is fucking rowdy.
Okay, that's rowdy.
I mean, you'd think...
But that's what it is. Is that what it is? She's not fucking him in the ass, is she? With
I mean,
some device.
That is...
Like a lacrosse stick or
that's
what?
On...
I mean, that would take it to the next level.
Like next level.
Okay, but it's going to get to the next level in a second. In the same court, in the same city, in the same school, there's a 40-year-old teacher who's about to go to trial because she's been fucking the same kid.
Gangster.
Oh, yeah, this kid's straight baller. He's 14 now. So basically, he was fucking his 45-year-old social studies teacher and his 40-year-old math teacher. Gots to get a look at this kid. He is fucking...
He's got to be a dream.
He is a dreamboat, this kid. A 14-year-old hunky dreamboat. But... All right, hold on. The 40-year-old math teacher is being charged with rape, I'm assuming, because they've been fucking, and forcible sodomy. But you know, legal terms, they all, and things get downgraded.
Maybe he's
and
just a freak.
Maybe he's a freak. But I don't know if, or at least... Is this kid getting fucked in the ass by his 45-year-old social studies teacher and his 40-year-old math teacher?
Because he's fucking...
Because he's a freak.
Fucking G.
This kid...
I need a freak.
Fucking shit, man. Who is this kid? Well, I mean, we'll know soon. Just...
I need a teach to fuck my ass.
What is this kid doing? Is that what's happening? Or is he... Either way, this is like...
We got mad butt
banana
play.
Banana
There's
style.
Mad butt play in action.
Whatever the
for
fuck
sure.
is happening at the,
a
this
lot
school,
of, lot of
shit
butt play.
Is out of control. But I just wish it could be clarified on what exact particulars.
Hold on. So,
we should have some vid of all this.
Right, dude. Like...
I'm assuming when they say rape, they mean... She took her vagina and placed it on his penis. Let's just get
because
clinical.
He's a minor.
And so that's, hey, you're raping him. Well, whatever, if that's what you want to call it. I mean, he's like texting his homies and watching SportsCenter and being like, I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah.
If you want to call it rape, that's cool. But the sodomy along those lines would mean the exact same thing, but instead of placing said vagina, right?
But then... Forced sodomy.
Does that mean maybe he didn't
want to
do
it? Want to do
it with
like,
her?
But you
do it.
You did it with her. You got to do it with me.
You
motherfucker.
Did it with her. You
take
that. Or did she have rulers and shit? Because she's a math teacher.
She's like getting it in it.
And she did. Who's? I don't.
Who's teaching harder?
Who's teaching who? I don't know. I mean, either way, this kid is like
sexified.
He is fucking. He's not doing homework because he is busy.
Yeah, he's on. He's on. He's.
On point.
Yeah, he's lit up right now. I mean, that is gangster, dude.
Hachi.
You took it to fucking like
you
straight
fuck everybody.
You fuck,
he's
no,
probably
but you fuck,
fucking like a,
you fuck so good that these women go to prison. I mean, they're like, I'm
to
gonna
fuck you.
Fuck it. I'm gonna fuck him anyway.
I'm gonna fuck this kid.
I gotta fuck this kid.
This kid's like the best fuck ever. How old is he? He's 14.
He just turned 14.
He just turned 14. I don't know. What's this kid's deal? He's got mad skills. Handsome little devil, I bet.
I want to know more about this sodomy.
Dreamboat. I want to know more about this sodomy. UID.
I
want to
know
more
about
this
sodomy. As of October 27th, 2009, all new commercial airliners must come equipped with airbags on all of its seats.
What the fuck is an airbag going to do on a fucking airplane that's about to crash?
There is no such thing as like a fender bender that like, oh, it was fine. Cool. Thank God the airbag, or I could have broken paperwork? My nose on the steering wheel.
You want to exchange paperwork? It's fine. I think we're cool.
I guess what it is like water landing. They hit, people go forward, they get knocked unconscious and they can't get out of the plane because of the impact. So that's going to soften the blow of a crash landing, I guess, to keep people from whatever, I guess, that kind of shit that could happen, I guess, right?
Hey, I got a crazy idea.
Why don't we
just land the fucking plane at the runway that the plane is supposed to land at?
Well,
when does technology, if we can build a fucking brain, when do we
land,
when do we make the technology that allows the plane to leave the ground, go to where you need to go, and get back on the ground? And everyone was like, oh, that wasn't that bad.
I think at this stage of the game, technology is not the thing to sort of point the finger at. I mean, we're talking about, you know, maintenance, mechanics, you know.
Well, when does shit get so on point that the mechanic,
when the people that are making it,
mechanic doesn't matter.
When the people that are making its main concern is protecting and providing amazing quality things for the human race, as opposed to fucking cutting corners and making money.
Getting to lunch and finishing that Reuben, that half a Reuben you have in the fridge.
Maybe this will shed a little light on it. More than 100 pilots and other airline employees live in a makeshift colony of trailers and motorhomes at the eastern end of LAX's parking lot B. While they are working, basically in order to save money and not have to commute to their homes on the West Coast that are often outside of Los Angeles, they all live together, in essence, in a makeshift
homeless encampment.
Like homeless caravan gypsy encampment.
Yeah. Burning Man.
In like the part of LAX that is permanently under construction, because that thing is like constantly somehow puking its guts out on the outskirts and like
Great. You're an airline pilot? Because airline pilots used to like bone down on stewardesses and like be awesome. I don't know.
And you know how shitty our airport is to begin with anyway, right?
The airport, LAX.
I mean, we have the craziest, hugest fucking city in the world. Our airport is a fucking joke.
Because it was built like one time 70 years ago.
And now we have pilots
getting
their Z's before they fucking head off to fucking Kauai, you know, on your honeymoon. Yeah. They're living in like a fucking Winnebago.
Calling their wife, like getting the minutes left from the 7-Eleven on their prepaid to call their wife in Fresno to be like, I'll be back next Tuesday.
Now,
they wear like crazy epaulets and suits, and they're tricking. They're cloaking it, obviously. When I see those fuckers with the rolling, and I'm giving it to them like,
Yeah, because you're like, you're gonna do your rig out and you look so legit.
Oh, you fucking cloaked it. I thought you were staying at a hotel watching Sports Center and boning down.
How's your happy camper?
You're not.
Yeah.
You're living in a trailer with three mechanics.
Yeah. Got like an Anderson split pea sticker on the back of it.
Why are you cooking? Like, everyone's making beans on a hot plate over a fucking open stove. Why does it smell like jet fuel? Because you live at the airport, Dad. Daddy. I miss you, Daddy. I don't know.
That's fucking, that just doesn't seem right.
Well, again, I think pilots make like less than teachers. They don't make any.
I thought they made a lot of money.
They make no money. No one makes any fucking money.
Well, because they're making the same salaries that they made in the 80s
when they made a union cut a deal like in like 1981, and they're still making the same.
Yeah,
you make $40,000 a year. Yeah, like, I made that like 27 years ago. Yeah, it's. I just want the plane to get off the fucking ground, pick the city I'm going to, and get back on the fucking ground. What is so hard about that? Oh my God, we have to land in the Hudson.
We gotta.
Why? Because we hit a bird. We're a bird! We're the biggest bird ever! With shit that cuts my other bird. How can a bird land this bird? Literally, it'd be like a transformer if a Boobalbot came off the screen and a Roomba ran into a Boobalbot's foot and the transformer dropped down to the ground. Well, it was a Boobalbot knocked the Boobalbot down. But my Boobalbot is 50 times bigger than that one. And mine ain't even a bird. It's fucking machine shit. That's a real ass bird. Like a living bird with a heart. This doesn't have a heart. It's a fucking machine. It's called a plane. How does a bird take down my bird? My bird has TV in it. Sorry, we have to land the plane in the river. Yeah, bird hit us. Bird strike. Really? Do you have GPS in this? Because my Hyundai Elantra, when I land in Brooklyn, my Hyundai Elantra will have GPS. Does this have it? That show, thank you again that everyone that has been getting in touch with our voicemail, 888-842-2357, Jonathan Sell, 323-481-4422. We're looking right now. We're still figuring things out. August, possibly September.
Yes.
Let's just throw it out.
Let's just throw it out.
I mean, it's on
there.
And popping.
And it's...
Listen, August is in like 2 days. So if it's September, it's September.
It's the idea of getting to the right theater on a weekend so where people can get off work and travel. And that's, we want to just get something locked in. As soon as we have a venue and a date, we will give it to you. But it's looking...
We had a Tuesday night.
It's for sure going down. Our boy Jason at myopenbar.com is going to be helping us with organizing it. And it's on. So just know that that's happening. We're not entirely sure. It's looking like possibly September. As you said, it is literally fucking August. And I got a fucking birthday to fucking get and a goddamn fucking tattoo to get. So
it's happening.
It's happening. It's on.
And again, the technology and my mother and Podcast Alley, and I'll try to fix that for you, Mom. And we're doing our best, right? That's all we can do. That's all we can do.
Santa Ana, California. A man sued a local claim jumper. That's a restaurant out here. It's sort of like a big eaten sort of diner, shit on a shingle kind of vibe. Like heavy, massive
Never
portions. Only reason I know about it is there's one up in Valencia, and all those guys that went to CalArts used to hit it and get like
drunk,
sick when they'd eat breakfast there and like hungover breakfast and like puke, you know, just like the worst. This man at the one in Santa Ana was enjoying his French onion soup. He was chewing the melted cheese on top. This is already going badly. And he realized he was chewing a condom. Mm. He's suing. The attorney wants all employees to hand over DNA samples.
Oh, DNA. So we can match the semen from the actual employee to the semen that was on the
man's
melted
mouth.
Cheese, excuse me, condom that he ate.
That was all about his mouth.
That he put in his mouth.
The load.
That he put in his mouth and ate.
The load he took.
Hey, how is
that?
The
load he didn't dodge.
You like soup?
He unwittingly didn't dodge.
But do you like soup? First of all, you're in a claim jumper. You're in Santa Ana. You're eating French onion soup.
Your life already sucks shit.
Hey, man, you ate a condom? Fuck it. Deal with it.
Walk home.
Deal with it. Find a Whole Foods. Get something in the deli. Go back to your apartment and put your fucking... Take your football helmet off. Jonathan, I'm convinced
apple
I said
cider
to Jonathan...
Apple cider vinegar and helmets.
...that we... need as a society to make a rule that if you leave the house, you should have a football helmet on because it's your brain and your head,
super
your noggin,
delicate.
Your face is so fucking delicate. Why don't we live in a society where everyone has helmet
life
hooks,
helmets,
life helmets in their house, and it's just totally normal? Like when you take your shoes off,
Lelfmets.
And
life,
you know, mitts. Put your sweater in the closet, you take your helmet off and hang it on your helmet hook.
Just like,
because the only time
I'm
you
home.
Shouldn't have a helmet on is when you're,
you know,
honey, I'm home.
Yeah.
Oh, then take off your helmet, honey, because you're home. Because
I'm going to blow you now. And you can't blow
you
me
now.
In that thing.
I hate it when your helmet's on. You always do silly
me
shit.
Out.
Whenever I blow you with that helmet on, I hate it. I mean, I know there's times when we're out in the car and I've blown you in the car and you had a helmet on, but that's totally
different because...
When I blew you at the movies that time when we first started
the same
dating.
Thing. You don't want
to... How come you don't do that anymore, honey? All right, do we have to do this again? But I think everyone should wear a helmet. Maybe I should start that.
You could start that.
Why do you have a football helmet on? Ah, because my
head
and face.
Why don't you have one on,
fucking
Dick?
Delicate, and the world is crazy, yo. Shit happens out here.
You could get people would start
shit.
You imagine if people spent as much time developing a life helmet as they did like developing the fucking an iBook or the iPhone, we would have like
We have Kindle. Don't want it. What I want is my fucking brain secure in my head, and I want my face scratched by shit. That's why I wear a helmet. It's my life helmet. We need to market, build, design, and sell the
like
life helmet.
The UID life helmet.
The life helmet by UID. Honey, take that off. Think about it.
Fucking think
it's
about
delicate
it.
Delicate shit up here. I'm wearing glasses right now, dude. How do I know that something's not going to fucking... Some dude's doing a weed whacker and a fucking rock doesn't
I'll
come
tell in. You what. I don't wear a helmet when I ride my bike. And when I crashed the other, when I crashed a couple of weeks ago, dude, like, it's nothing like that thing happening to go like, oh, right, like,
oh, right. As I'm falling, I know that I have to contort my body to keep my head from hitting the cement. But by doing that, I've hit my chin, elbow, and hip, slammed it down on the concrete because I'm falling with my head back because I know I want my head to slam.
And that in the tiniest different situation, despite anything I could have tried, I may have still hit my head and fucking completely fucked myself up.
You do a show in a different voice, and I tell you, you did the show in an odd voice, but you don't recognize it.
Yeah.
Because your personality shifted, because that's what happens when people fucking fall down and hit their head.
Yeah.
Why are you acting so weird? I'm not acting weird. You're not? Why are you yelling at me, yo? Put your helmet on, dummy.
Police are reporting that sexual assaults and indecency at Orlando water parks has skyrocketed this summer.
Gross.
A spokesman for the water park said that water parks present a particular temptation for local sex offenders. One, because children are fairly free of parental control and parental supervision because they're running around and getting on the slides.
Give me
and
fries.
Run into the bathroom and whatnot. And also, they're scantily clad. They're wearing bathing suits. So it's just, you can get probably a little bit more
coverage.
A little bit more coverage.
If you will.
Also, there's a high unemployment rate currently. I'm not aware of that, but
The combination of all this, like a perfect storm.
Because there's nobody's at work, so all adults are going there, so the pervs can kind of just
blend
assimilate
right in.
Right,
it's
in
a pedophile perfect storm.
Speaking of unemployment, though, really quickly,
speaking of Orlando water parks,
what are you
doing?
Are you
fucking serious? How's your Hep C that you got it? How's the Lamisil that you're taking all over your body because you were taking your clothes off in an Orlando water park?
I mean, I size up the scene at like
700 strangers.
It's the Four Seasons in Maui.
You
gotta fucking be like, who's up in here? Like, can I get in this? Like,
honestly, I mean, you don't fucking know. If we went there and it was like Ellen Pompeo and like Denzel Washington.
He's not in the pool.
And
though.
Bill
he's
Gates.
Just, he's at. He's on a.
In the. I would be like, can't do it. Don't know.
He's like he's poolside even.
Oh yeah, he's not even.
There's not another dude in the pool. Yeah. There's Ellen Pompeo's in it. Denzel Washington's basking in the sun on the side, and I'm still gonna like take a deep breath before I step in there.
Yeah, couldn't do it.
It's gross.
It's gross. Not without my helmet anyway.
Not without my helmet on. A fucking life helmet isn't a terrible idea.
A life helmet is going to save.
Not a totally terrible idea.
It's going to save.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to. You can't refute the concept.
Refute it.
I mean,
try it, motherfuckers.
You can't, like, I mean.
The world is literally. I spend a lot of time right there. I'm pointing at my couch because the world is a crazy,
dangerous
place.
You could look at a shitload of crazy shit that probably people have died doing.
Just doing out in that world.
That wouldn't have happened if they didn't have a helmet on.
You don't die in here.
In your living room?
No, sharks don't get you here. Drunk drivers don't get you here.
It's true.
They don't.
No, they don't.
They don't. They try.
Yeah, but the walls stop them.
How many times have a fucking shark gotten drunk and driven a Chevy cab and tried to come right up through this fucking window? It's happened.
It doesn't work, though. They don't get to
work.
Me.
They get here.
They get to the couch and they stop.
And I look at them.
They can't go any further.
I take out my fucking... I got this Renews It spray. It's called Pure Breeze. Oh, it's...
What is it? Just a freshener? Ionizer?
Oh!
Like a does it stabilize?
It stabilizes.
Yeah.
It fucking mobilizes.
What does it smell like?
Pure Breeze.
All right.
It's, I mean, make you think about life.
You know about Dark Side of the Rainbow?
I believe that is...
You start with two hits of acid.
I never did it with
you
that.
You put them on your tongue. You start Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd and Wizard of Oz at the same time.
Did it fucked up on something and, you know, wept through it and believed it and...
The whole way?
I don't know how long
I think
goes.
People say that maybe about it drifts. It's, but I think other people say it only drifts because people never quite cue it up right or whatever.
How the fuck did the first person figure that out?
Somebody had it on television and the thing was playing at the same time.
Just as coincidental as it is, that serendipity.
I think so.
John Cusack, Kate Beckinsale just happened.
Do
you know if you play the film Serendipity?
And
Smash Mouth's...
Serendipity and Smash Mouth together.
It's amazing.
You have to take four hits of acid for that, though, not two.
Actually,
it doesn't work with two.
You eat oatmeal during the whole thing. so much oatmeal though, that it's like you can't eat any more. You have to eat enough oatmeal that you can't have another
bite
of oatmeal.
You're saying oatmeal, not opium, right? Oatmeal. Okay. Another brick in the Wally is a little bit different. You take Pink Floyd's The Wall and the movie Wally. When you see the Walt Disney logo appear under the castle as the movie cues up, press play on your iPod. In the flesh and the thin ice. Serious biz, man.
I suppose if they say it works.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't do it on any because I can't get fucked up. I'm like, I'm not.
Do the Dren.
I could do the Dren and just do push-ups while I'm watching it. I started to do it, but I'm like,
this is gay.
This is gay. I can't. I mean, not many things that aren't gay, like when you're not fucked up. Like yeah. Everything.
No.
You need to be fucked up for it. Children's baseball games.
For sure.
Weddings.
For sure.
Most movies.
All movies. yeah.
Do you ever... I don't... So much. I don't know.
Did you ever... I just... I can't... Do you know... I think...
You know, sometimes I read a news story on the internet. It's... Whatever. It's just a story that something happened and I'm on a... The website of a, usually a news website in some city, thousands, you know, whatever. I'm on KP, blah, 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 Tacoma, Washington, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I'll just be reading something and you go down into the comments and sometimes, not crazy comments, sometimes that we've read them, but comments where when it gets really crazy for me is when the comments are being left by people that are somehow inadvertently, if not related to the story, they know that they have a more intimate knowledge of the story because they're on their internet in the city where this happened. And they're saying, is that, remember we did the one where there was the gay porn star, then he was working at a Subway. And I don't think we ever, and then I was reading the comments. And the guy was like, oh yeah, I know that fool. He fucked my sandwich up because the guy lives up the street.
Yeah. Cause it's like a local news channel's website. And they're like,
this guy read it. It was like, oh, I go to that Subway. Yeah. The guy, he fucked my sandwich up. I was reading one that was like a fight in a Del Taco and some kid almost got the shit beat out of him. And the comments were like, I know Joe. I've known Joe since I was a kid. What's that? I was like, this is really weird. I don't know what that, it's weird, right? When you're reading, and then the people are somehow, they know the players in this story.
Well, because basically it's what they would do at like the local bar.
Okay. Oh, did you
the gossipy.
Love Joe. Joe's the best dude.
Right?
Hope he comes out of that. Because
it made news.
Hey, Joe, whatever happens.
It made local news.
God bless you.
And so at the local watering hole, everyone talks about it. But now they can just go on the website.
The local watering hole.
It's the new local watering hole.
Fuck.
Everyone, it's all everyone having
still drink bourbon,
talk around the fucking water cooler, you know?
Can that water cooler be bourbon?
Filled with bourbon, please.
Please. Hey, can we fill that, make that a...
bourbon bubbler?
A bourbon cooler? Hey, is that a bourbon bubbler? I don't know, but it doesn't mean anything. It just
no. I know that when I was I'm trying to think of what the you know. I think I always try to figure out. Okay, because here's the thing, I don't think anything new has been invented, other than the internet itself. I don't think anything actually new has occurred there, that hasn't occurred here. And that's my
here
whole
meaning,
thing is that I anytime I hear about some sort of aspect of just of some phenomena on the internet, something like that, I kind of always try to relate it back to whatever the original version of that was, because it's the same type of human behavior and the same type of urges and the same type of outlets that we, I think, even subconsciously wind up providing for people within the internet. Things that I think people need there because it's what we have here.
To hear the world.
Hear the world, yeah. And so, like I'm saying, like in this particular situation, that like that... The same person that's compelled to go on there is the same person that's compelled to open their fucking mouths at a goddamn fucking restaurant and chime the fuck in about somebody that they don't really actually know and that we certainly don't know and we don't give a fuck about.
That's what it is. I don't know. I mean, because I'm only on there, which is, I mean, all the fucking time. But all I'm doing is going to Google, typing stuff in, going to places, reading, and going and then just linking and reading. I don't know all the process of the typing and going into it. I would imagine it. You have to, you put your email in, you log into the website, and you're like, I'm going to leave a comment. It seems like it does actually take a second of definitely. You got to think like while you're doing it. I gotta fucking get up in here to leave this comment. God bless you, man. Whatever happens, hey, no matter what happens, just God bless you. Because Joe, because you get the shit beat out of you in a Del Taco parking lot because there was a fight between two cars in the drive-thru. Oh man, Jonathan, God bless you. Sorry about that fight you got into the Del Taco.
I told you you should never go to that one.
And I'm one more question for you. Am I the only person left in this country that leaves voicemail messages?
You definitely are probably part of a... How about this? The next step of that...
Uh-oh.
You can just call your you can call your cell phone provider. You can get voicemail just taken off your phone.
I don't
phone.
Want it. I don't need it.
It's hard to do because they don't like it because they wrap
they
it up.
Have to do something?
No. Yes, but also because it's usually incorporated into a plan that it's like, no, fucker, I want call waiting. I want this. I want that. But I don't want voicemail. Take my fucking voicemail away. And you have to hammer them about it, but you can just strip it. And so it's not like it just ends the call. It rings. If it don't pick up, it don't pick up.
That's it.
That's it. I'm not home.
Literally.
I'm not home right now.
You can't get me, fool. Because some people I'll call and they'll be like, they're specifically saying to me, don't leave a message. I don't check messages. I mean, I leave detailed fucking messages.
Well, that I know. And the problem is that the problem with the world is that people leave horrific messages.
And
people don't understand what the purpose of being able to leave a message is the fact that a message means that we don't have to talk. We missed talking to each other, so you're giving me what I needed in the message, which
it,
you well, do. You leave awesome, filled
but
messages.
I, because
that,
is it because I don't have a cell phone, don't have an email, and only my only communication is this landline, that it's I'm a little more...
A but, little more, but I try to... I mean, what about, people would probably argue me on this,
again,
but I think I try to, you know...
I asked you...
But I don't leave them some...
Leave a voicemail message for somebody, get a call back from that number, and they've called... Without checking, they see that the message has been left, but they go so balls to the wall that they're saying, they're making a conscious decision. I'm not even going to check the message that I'm seeing here that's telling me that there's verbal communique. I know it's probably from this number. Fuck it. I'm just going to dial the number back. Even though I have no fucking idea that it's me. It's fine because it's me. It's all good. I'm okay. But you don't know that.
And they didn't know that in this particular...
Hey, I just got a missed call from this number. Yeah, you also...
Have a voicemail.
You also have a voicemail. How could you... I would...
Well, that's
you'd have to pay me $1,000. Is that what it is? You'd have to pay me $1,000.
I'm not walking into this...
For me to call a number.
I'm not walking into this room.
I'm not walking into this
crack
house. This is a crack den. In like Harlem in 1984 is basically what this is. You'd have to pay me $2,300 for me to call a number that I didn't know who was going to pick up on the other end if I knew that I could listen to a message from that person telling me exactly, hey, this is David, and I'm with the Center for Crazy Helmet Lives. Hey, seems as if I've missed a call from this number. Yeah, it's... Hey.
Hey, it's me.
It's me.
You'd know that if you listened to the message that I left.
I like people's gumption.
I do. I mean, Amir, I swear to God, I think Amir, almost every other conversation we have, the conversation starts with me being like, hey. And he's like, hey. He's like, you didn't listen to the message. He always, I mean, it drives him crazy because he also leaves messages because he knows that I'm a fuck up and that, like,
okay.
I don't. And so he leaves the shit that I need to know on the message. And he's just like, you didn't check the fucking message because I see that he called and I call him back and I'm just like,
what's up?
You know,
I don't know. I just told you what was up.
I just told you what was up. I was hoping you were going to tell me what was up now.
Addresses and numbers and
I
times.
I already did my part of telling you what's up. Now it's your time.
Dates
to tell
and
me
informations.
What's up, you fucking asshole.
My part's done. Hey, but what's up? Did you get a coffee today? How was it? Great. Fucking waste of shits. This is episode number 176 of our dance cast slash podcast slash life helmet cast. Yeah, dude.
Our helmet cast.
All
it'll be obviously pumped into said life helmet. It'll have
a
UID
like
rig.
Hey, why are you wearing that? Shut up. I'm listening to that UID. It's in my helmet. It's in my UID life helmet.
Blue ID. It's like a Bluetooth UID.
Blue ID. Not only am I getting, like, I'm laughing and having a good time with some friends, my life, I'm safe as fuck right now. Safe as fuck on this subway right now. I'm on the L in Chicago, and if some homeless man, because I'm hearing stories in the big city, cigarettes cost like $12 a pack, and homeless people get right up in your business.
Yeah. Taking it to you.
They take it to you, let you know their story.
What's happening?
Hey, want to know my story? Didn't ask. Got my head down. Eh, well, I guess we're in it. Fuck. We thank you so much for taking an hour out of your week. We come together as a community, America, through the eyes of two American Americans. And so I guess we're cool. We're gonna do our best to head east to do a show, and it will be, you know, August, September. We're working on some dates, but it's gonna happen.
And then also, I guess we're trying to do another show in LA before we get to New York.
Trying our best.
And that we have even less details on, so we're not going to give you anything. But just know that if we're trying to do something in September in New York, that between now and then, there's going to be something probably in LA before that.
We are
also ayeddude.com is probably the best place to pay to stay in touch about that stuff. You can buy a T-shirt there. There's also two numbers, 323-481-4422. That's my cell, the voicemail. Seth listens to all the messages, 888-842-2357.
And they were awesome. A lot of people saying, I can't wait to see that show. A lot of people saying, hey, I won't be able to make that show because I live here. You should come here. A lot of people saying, good luck with that show. And a lot of people leaving, again, messages relating, hey, let me tell you something. And they did. In the tech stuff, we're doing our best and buy a T-shirt. And if you go to the website, we still have our original UID screening room. Video is up. It's under media on the website, ayeddude.com. Again, I say if you have seen it, watch it again, because I've seen it 70 times. Still makes me laugh. And if you haven't seen it, you will laugh, and there will be more coming. We're doing our best. I can't stress that enough, right?
Yeah.
You got to pay it forward. I know that.
Always.
I mean, if there's only one thing you get, if you listen to this whole show.
Do you know that in a lot of places that allegedly, this is something I've heard in the past, and then I was relayed a story from a listener about a coworker that does this.
Okay.
That backing into parking spaces like that is a fucking like crazy, like gay, like get in my car and I'll blow you fucking thing.
Oh, great. This is what.
If you park and then stay in the car, which I know you do because you fucking read all your shit, you're just waiting to fucking have a dude jump
in
there.
Why is that dude crying? He's waiting for someone to blow him. No, trust me, he's not. He's a crazy fuck that backs into shit firefighter style. He probably just read a newspaper from 4 days ago that he hasn't got to and ate a Think Thin bar. Why is he crying?
But unfortunately,
he's fucking crazy.
Think Thin bar and firefighter style, that still works.
Oh, yeah, it's like I got a totally yogurt and a Think Thin in the paper.
Oh,
like,
they're in.
This dude wants to get blown.
This guy's in.
That explains these fucking looks I get everywhere. Seatbelts.
I came into this world high as a bird. From secondhand cocaine powder, I know it sounds absurd. I never chewed it, but it's in my veins. While the rest of the country bunches off bridges without no snapback and bitches. They say they need that to shake their fannies in the ass club. They go the other route, turn each other out, burn each other out. Where a bonafide nigga like me can't even get no back rub these days. Ain't that bleak on they part? But let me hold it down, cause they shut you down when you speak from your heart. Now that's hard. While we ranting and raving about gas, nigga, they made them gas. They got some shit that'll blow out our back from where they stay at.
Ooh, I fear the battle's just begun. Ooh, though it hits, someday we will be gone. So I'm hoping, wishing, praying to keep my faith in you.
Keep my faith.
Yeah. I'm fascinated by the way your nipples pick at me through your blouse. Freaky me, freaky you, can't help but be aroused. Excuse me, Lord, lustful thinking, but that was the way we was brought up. Sneaking to watch Playboy at night, we all must be caught up in worldly ways. The chemistry between boys and girls is a lot like when we went to the woods and laid with the squirrels. During P.E., we'd be exploring each other's privates, punching with all our clothes on until we felt excited. Then,
Oh, now it's on from here on out. Put your hands in the atmosphere if you know what I'm talking about. Now, if too harsh, then walk on out and I see you on the next song. They call it horny because it's devilish. Now, see, we dead wrong. People don't know the stress I'm dealing with day to day. Speaking about the feelings I'm possessing for Renee. Moping around and wondering where she stayed. Saw her last that she lay. Give it another day, I say. But the Lord, he taketh away. Now give it back low. Cause that's like backboards without the rims. Me and my auntie was tight like Southwest. Before the pinks moved in, like the niggas who owned the liquor stores. Crack cocaine, pimps and whores. Living up on this earth before a nigga like daddy was born. But they be making it seem that my music and crime are team. But I'm speaking the truth, not dream. So what in the fuck they mean? My lyrics ain't clean.
Yeah. I feel the battle's just begun.